So you're hopefully a better person than I am. But when I see someone taking off their Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, doing Chazar Shnatz, usually like in your head you snort and say like, ha. Like, look, I'm not putting on Rabbeinu Tam, but at least I'm not putting on my Tefillin, taking off my Tefillin during Chazar Shnatz. Hopefully you're a better person than me and you don't think that, but that's, I'll be honest, sometimes I think that myself, because are you supposed to be taking on and off your tone of Rabbeinu Tam during Chazar Shnatz, or is it Yotzei Scharo Bevseidu? Are you losing more than you are benefiting? So it's not so simple. You shouldn't snort at anyone in your head, but now after this year, I'm definitely not going to, you know, mock anyone anymore. Hopefully this will be a good shir in Midos. Because if you look at Shulchan Aruch says, it's ideal to wear Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi Tefillin for those that have the minhag to wear. Obviously, the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is the order of the parshios, which way some, two out of the four parshios are, whether Vahaya is at fourth or third. And therefore, so this is the difference between sometimes it's called Rashi's Tefillin. We all have Rashi's Tefillin. Some people wear as well Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin as well. Fine. Shulchan Aruch says, if you're going to wear Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin, you should put it on together with Rashi, two on your head at the same time. Shulchan Aruch then says, well, if you can't do that, because it doesn't fit, you don't know how to do that, you should put them on immediately back to back. Then if you can't do that, for whatever reason, you should put on Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin after davening. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is in fact the ideal way to do it, in the name of the Prima Gadim, Yesh lino gaminiach Tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, she'inichen rak la'achar she'siwik d'Rashi. You should put it on after you're done with Rashi, after you finish the time of wearing Rashi's Tefillin. That's when you should put on Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, a very scary line. He says, V'lo ke'elu, not like those, ha'chotz and Tefillin to Rashi, but take off Rashi, u'meinich and Rabbeinu Tam, tekef la'achar kedusha shel Shmon Esrei. Not like those who take off Tefillin of Rashi right after kedusha, and put it on during Rabbeinu Tam during Chazar Shnatz. He says, you're not supposed to do that. He says, besides the fact that you're taking off Rashi's Tefillin too early, so that's reason number one not to do that, because Rashi's Tefillin are supposed to be on, your main Tefillin are supposed to be on for the four Kedushos and three Kaddishes, which are included with Vovot Zion. So you're taking off your Rashi's Tefillin way too early. Number two, he says, "Kam tzarch lechaven b'tfilos yirches l'shatz." Oh, asid b'davar acher. You're supposed to focus and concentrate on Chazar Shnatz. So here you have this guy putting on and taking off his Rashi, putting on in Rabbeinu Tam during Chazar Shnatz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, two problems: one, you're taking off Rashi too early; two, you're not concentrating during Chazar Shnatz. So here's the question: can you put on your Rabbeinu Tam tefillin before Chazar Shnatz starts? So you finish your Shmona Esrei in 2.5 minutes. Chazan's going to take about 4 minutes, and then he's going to start Chazar Shnatz. And that extra minute and a half you have there, whatever, in between, can you quickly exchange them or not? Still doesn't solve the first problem, says the Mishnah Yosef. If you say that you need to have on Rashi for a long time, but what about the second problem? Second problem, it seemingly does solve, says the Mishnah Yosef, because the second problem was is that you're not supposed to do it during Chazar Shnatz. So if you could hop it in during that minute in between, then maybe it would be permitted. Okay, especially, but then they say, well, what, you never know when the Chazan's going to start. Okay, let's say you're the Chazan. So the Mishnah Yosef says, at least according to one reason, if you are the Chazan and you want to exchange your Rashi Tefillin for your Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin before Chazar Shnatz starts, perhaps there's already room to be lenient. Fine. Says the Minchas Eluzer, this whole conversation presupposes a fact of this halacha, that Rashi's Tefillin is better than Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Minchas Eluzer, who says that's true? He says maybe you should specifically change your Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin and put on, get rid of Rashi and put on Rabbeinu Tam during Chazar Shnatz. So this way, you at least wear Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin for part of Chazar Shnatz. Chazar Shnatz is like Shmona Esrei because it's Shomei Koni. You're listening to the Chazan talking. It's as if you're getting another Shmona Esrei in. So therefore, it says the Minchas Eluzer, maybe there's a specific idea to put on your Rabbeinu Tam during Chazar Shnatz. The same idea, the Sefer Shulchan Malachim says, it makes a lot of sense to switch to Rabbeinu Tam during Chazar Shnatz. Because this way, when you get to Asher Uvalet Zion, you'll have Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin on, right? What's so great about that? Ashrei Yuvol Tzion is a mini davening. Ashrei has a lot of the aspects of Pesukei Zimra. Yuvol Tzion has these 18 times, I think it says, the names of Hashem. And I didn't count, but I think I never knew that. 18 times, if you count Hashem's name in Yuvol Tzion, so that's because it's like a mini Simron Esrei. So this way, if you really hold Rabbeinu Tam as important tefillin, okay, you can only wear one tefillin practically for most people during the real Simron Esrei, but at least you wear Rabbeinu Tam during Ashrei Yuvol Tzion, which means you have to switch during Chazaras HaShatz. So the upshot is the Mishnah Yosef says, really, it's much better to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin after Chazaras HaShatz. But if you could chop it in before the chazan starts, before the chazan starts, chazaras hashatz, maybe there's room to put it on in that break period. Now, if you know you're the guy who always finishes Simron Esrei for 2.5 minutes, and you know the chazans, you know, one of those guys, you know, we all know who they are. Certain people dominate, or chayim, whatever. It takes 45 minutes. They're Simron Esrei, which is really heavy. I wish I could. I'm not chasho, I'm not machi, I'm just jealous. You know, but I can't focus for more than 2.5 minutes. But if for those people, you know, someone like that is dominating for Amud, then for sure, I think you could switch your tefillin in the interim. Comes along the Shevet Alevi and says, look, don't mock those that take off their tefillin of Rashi and switch to Rabbeinu Tam in Chazaras HaShatz. You know why? He says, because what about the Shaiwa? Someone knows he's not going to put on Rabbeinu Tam after davening. Guy's got to run to work. It's hard enough to put on one pair of tefillin. Guy's got a long-standing minhag. His father, his grandfather puts on Rabbeinu Tam. So he wears Rabbeinu Tam. But he knows if he doesn't put it on in Chazaras HaShatz, he's not putting it on that day. Should he do it or not? Says Shevet Alevi, after saying how it's forbidden, he says, but your question, Misha Yodea Shabisham Ofen, Wa Yuchav Od Wa Nicham Achre Tfilah, you know you're not going to put on Rabbeinu Tam after davening. Levata Anachasam Pshita Dasar. You can't stop wearing Rabbeinu Tam because that's your minhag. He accepted upon himself this minhag. He says, don't make fun of such a person who switches it during Chazaras HaShatz. Piskei Teshuva also says you can take it off during Chazaras HaShatz if you're going to lend it to your friend. Sometimes your friend needs tefillin, so for sure you could do it in that situation. Final answer is that I think I'd end such a chabura when I'm like a little bit confused because seems to be a clear Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to take it off in Chazaras HaShatz. Now you have everyone saying, well, maybe the Heilige sons Kloisenberg Rebbe was asked this Shaila. I got unclear with the generations, which Rebbe is asking his grandfather, another Rebbe, so I'm not sure. You'll forgive me. I think this is the sons Kloisenberg Rebbe who survived the war. I think he was asking his grandfather why his grandfather, him and his cousin, were fighting about who has to bug the grandfather, and asked the grandfather why he takes off his film during Chazaras HaShatz. So apparently, the son's closing Rebbe was put up to the test, and he asked his grandfather. And his grandfather said, you know why I take it off during my Chazaras HaShatz? And I switch, because otherwise the Hasidim would come bug me and ask me shailos during Chazaras HaShatz. So this way, if I switch my tefillin, no one's going to ask me any shailos. Fine. Story doesn't end. Grandson goes back to the cousin, it sounds like, the son, and says, cousin's going to ask him again. So apparently, asked him again. And the grandfather Rebbe told him, the reason is because, and he has this great line that like, the grandfather did it that way, that's what we do it, has secret ways, that's what we do it. So the signs cause Merega proves from here that tzaddikim never give their real reason. They just give a reason to, you know, push you off, stop bugging me. But the real reason is alpinistar benignas. It's a deep reason why they do it. So I guess that must be the reason lechassidim, that they switch their tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam during Chazaras HaShatz seems to be connected to halacha. It's better not to do it. Shevet Alevi says, if you're otherwise not going to do it at all, maybe there's room to do it. I would just say tzarchi, and this I'll leave you the question. I don't know the answer to this question. But let's say you know you'll put on Rabbeinu Tam at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, before Shkia. You know, you want to run to work. You'll come back when you come home on the train, whatever, and you get home, and you'll put on your Rabbeinu Tam later on, much, much later on. Then is it better to put it on at night or switch it during Chazaras HaShatz? So the morning, that I don't know the answer to. Tzarchin. Shkoyach.